just like Pamela, cause Gucci not an amateur. Genie skirt, sundress, booty shorts, monster. Hot, fat as two basketballs, Gucci hey. Been the doctor. Pretty like Mariah, finer than Alicia. Sexy just like Trina Dawg, I think she a keeper. Turn me on like Karen, no she is not scary. Probably the Aaron, cause lil' mama's finer.
But write one or two indicative words for the future. But I advance a moment only to wheel and hurry back in the darkness. I am a man who, sauntering along without fully stopping, turns a casual look upon you and then averts his face, leaving it to you to prove and define it, expecting the main things from you.
Good evening. You've made it through the work week. You've made it to Friday night, and you've made it to World Poetry Open Mic. I'm your humble host, Jay Todd, with my co-host, Michael Amade. How you doing, brother?
Doing very well. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing very well. And, of course, sitting in the booth doing all things technical. Please welcome the Ape Boy.
Welcome. Thank you.
Hey, brother. How was your week?
Busy.
It has been a busy week.
It was good. It was a great week.
Busy and productive week.
Yes.
Yes.
I don't really know what you... I wasn't very productive this
Whatever,
week.
Whatever, my friend. I will tell you, the contract has been signed. It is sealed and almost delivered. So we are here for one full year.
I'm wearing my poetry underwear.
Excellent.
Which I will not wash now for a year.
Oh, no.
Oh, please wash it tomorrow. Please wash it tomorrow, because I don't want to be smelling that next week.
Fair enough. You guys have to be in a booth with me here.
All right, so we're going to get our station's needs to do out of the way. Please thank the sponsors for the station. We have Latin Life Denver, anything and everything pertaining to Latin community in Colorado. Check them out at latinlifedenver.com. And, of course, at the beach, 31 locations in the metro area. Go to kzko.com. Actually, you're there if you're listening. Check out their ad banner on us. If you want a $30 gift card, sign up there. ATBTanning.com. Sorry, easy for me to say.
All right, now this show is all about poetry. It's all about you. It's all about you being able to share your poetry with the world. If you want to share, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
And we do need to thank our sponsors, IdleVoiceLessons.com, and of course, USACarpetInc.com. If you need your carpets cleaned, check them out. Great cleaning, low price. You can't ask for more than that. All right, and we do have our first caller on the line. Please welcome from Pennsylvania, Ellie.
Hi, Jay Todd. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm great.
Did you have a good week?
I did. How about you?
I've had a great week. It's been kind of a bipolar week for me. A little up, a little down. That's all right. We made it through.
Oh, well, maybe tonight's show will pick you up a little bit there.
Oh, I'm up for the show.
I've got a sonnet, English sonnet for you tonight.
Excellent. Bring it.
It's called Time of Years. Years I've loved you in the hours and days, in all your frailty and in all your ways. My quiet needs of each day you cherish. Life's small moments your love to embellish. A lark but sings a small note this spring morn. My heart a symphony of love reborn. Lonely the loon, as was I, till your love became my only sun and moon above. Too swiftly wing the years, O time be gone, as thou, an eternal of love, sweet song. Each small hold of tenderness is be now, as an embrace of mind's most quiet vow. 'Tis the smallest acts that love shown as one, when soul of minds meet, time of years undone.
Nice. Ellie. Well done.
Thank you.
Well, you're gonna. Do you have a second one you're going to share, or is that it for you this week?
I'm sorry, I didn't catch that, Jay John.
I said, are you doing two this week or just one?
Well, I just had one.
Okay, that's fine. I'm not pushing you.
I just had one. I was kind of cutting back on the two because, you know, giving the other poets more time to call in and hopefully, you know, make time for other people.
Excellent. Well, we thank you, Ellie. And once again, if you want to call in like Ellie did, give us a call at 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. Even if you're not sure if you really want to do it, you know, if you're feeling a little nervous, give it a try. You know, we don't bite that much.
No.
And, you know, and also if you're trying to call and you get a busy signal or you get a recording,
a message machine,
just try back. It means we have, you know, sometimes we have a lot of call volume. We will try to get to you for sure.
And actually, we do encourage you to leave a message and let them know where you're calling from. That way they know where their listenership is coming from. And when you're out at the KZKO site, definitely hit up their Facebook and Twitter and like them and follow them as well, because they're making this wonderful platform for poetry stand out amongst other poetry platforms.
Well, across the world, really. I mean, we've gone through and looked at this. This actually doesn't exist anywhere else.
No, and there's no rule book. We're making the rule book up as we go.
We're writing it in crayon.
Exactly.
On the back of napkins and...
All right. And we do have another caller. Please welcome to the line, Kat from Arizona. Kat, are you on with us?
Yes, I am.
Oh, welcome, Kat.
Thank you.
And you're going to share a poem with us tonight?
Yes. I have a poem called Solitary Walk.
Look forward to it.
Okay. As I walked across the sand, I followed teardrops from a strand. A trail of misfortune, to be sure, ending with a discarded heart so pure. The melancholy tale of this path, a story of romance lost in wrath, makes my soul ache for the maker and desire to punish the heartbreaker. Each of us in our own turn have had our love for another spurn. The tracks we leave will disappear as we spend alone another year. But as time will heal our pain, leaving us rainbows after the rain, a mended heart is not quite the same, for in it an ember burns for an old flame.
Well done.
Thank you.
Kat, that was wonderfully, masterfully written.
Thank you very much.
And this is your second week calling us, and I hope you never stop because both your pieces have been amazing.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
Excellent.
It's great having you back again, Kat. Thank you so much.
Once again, if you want to call in like Kat, go ahead and give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. It doesn't matter what kind of poem it is, happy poem, sad poem.
Yeah, if it's something you've written, if it's a cover.
Yeah, it's a cover.
Or if it's a collaboration you've done with someone. It really doesn't matter. You just call in and share poetry. That's what it's about.
You know, just poets hanging out. No big deal.
No big deal. No pressure. No, just 140 countries, the internet, and us. There's no pressure at all.
Just a bit. But you know what? I know that JT, our board op, who spends most of the show
answering the phone,
you know, he really is. I know he's very, very nice on the phone until he unleashes you into the lion's den. But it looks like we have another caller here. Dennis, how are you, sir?
I am doing very well. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Hey, Dennis, welcome.
Well, thank you, and it's good to be back. I have a poem tonight. It's to honor a fallen poet friend of ours.
Oh, yes.
It's George McKenzie, who is a really good poet from England. He passed away just recently after a battle with cancer. But he sure left behind a lot of really good poetry that will live on. I'd like to share a poem, his poem. The title is The Philosopher.
All right.
The philosopher shook his wise old head. What will I think of when I'm dead? Will my theories bear me out, or will there still be room for doubt? Is there plenty of room for all in that heavenly marble hall? And furthermore, I'd like to question if there will be a fourth dimension. Happiness is a goal to set. Hatred abolished, never met. Money plays no active part. All is done with the goodness of heart. Would we build by thought creation? Be happy with a wealthless nation? Content in this land above, basking in eternal love.
Wow, Dennis.
Wonderfully done, Dennis.
He speaks from the grave, beyond the grave.
I'm telling you.
His words live on.
George was a member of a group of poets that I'm a member of on All Poetry called the Bandits. And I was going to use the term elite to describe them, but they're not elitist. They're very welcoming, and they even brought me into their fold when I was first starting out with them. And he was just, he was the eldest member of our group and just a wonderful writer.
Yes, he was.
Thank you for sharing that with us, Dennis.
Oh, of course, Dennis. Thank you for calling, and thank you for contributing something so amazing to the show tonight.
Yes, well, thank you very much, and keep on keeping on. It's a fine program.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you.
And I want to dedicate this poem to George as well. I read this our first show, so I'll be repeating something, but our first show, my father had passed away, and this is a poem that he liked, and it kind of surmises the ending of one's life, and I'll share it again. This is entitled The Coaster Ride. Ah, that sudden sinking feeling you get in the pit of your stomach. The bar has locked and dropped. The air horn has signaled the beginning of your ride, and the brakes release as you coast off into darkness. You feel the rush of your forward motion, but nothing can help you gather your sense of how fast. Then, in an instant, you're cast into light, and the coaster cars are caught on a chain. Clickety-clickety-clickety-clack, you know there's no turning back. Clickety-clickety-clickety-clack, steadily upward toward the top of the hill. Clickety-clickety-clickety-clack, the anticipation agonizing at best. Then, in an instant, clickety-clickety-clickety-clunk, you have reached the top. The true ride is about to begin as you survey what lies ahead, the ups and downs, the twists and turns. Scary or fun, you be the judge. At times, it seems you're careening out of control, being thrown this way and that, making your rectal tissue pucker at times, but thrilling just the same. The adrenaline spike elongates time, making mere moments seem like eternities, screaming aloud with each valiant peak and unexpected turn, and before you know it, the ride is done. The brakes come on as you return to start, and your first conscious thought before departing the coaster is, "Damn, I wish I could do that all over again." Life is like a roller coaster. The ups, the downs, the twists and turns. It is scary and fun at the same time, but only you can choose. Do you white-knuckle your way through the ride, gripping the bar for every ounce of safety you can get? Or do you throw your hands in the air and ride on with hardly a care, determined to enjoy the ride come what may? Either way, at the end, I'm sure each one of us will say, "Damn, I wish I could do it all over again." And if the roller coaster is not your speed, I would suggest the beautiful carousel. However, I warn you, it has its own ups and downs. I say, though, that's just how life goes. Sit back, relax, enjoy the ride.
I'm sorry, man. I love that poem.
Yeah. Thank you.
That was great.
My pops loved that poem. And you know what? I hope George was listening, too, because I knew he would like that one.
Wow.
Yeah.
And we have another caller on the line. Please welcome, calling from New Orleans, a wonderful addition to our family. She is Individuality.
Good evening.
Good evening. Welcome to our show.
Thank you. I have two short ones. Is that okay?
That is more than fine, Individuality.
Okay. The first one is called Speakers. Can I read to the deaf while they'll be able to comprehend? Can I dance for the blind and they copy my steps? Can I talk to the speechless and get a response? Glad my pops wasn't an inspirational speaker because all they do is lie. If I have no way of tasting, how can I be a judge of pies? Can I stop and smell the roses if I have no sense of smell? Help me to understand, and to understand well. If anything is possible, why don't in these tasks I prevail? Put forth my best effort, yet still fail. So can you resist the urge to assist young minds into accomplishing their greatest wish until you try reading to the deaf, dancing for the blind, talking to the speechless, expecting the truth from the liars, and lies from those who only tell the truth? The man that said nothing was impossible walked away in shame. I beat the professional cutthroat speaker at his own faulty game.
Yeah!
That was great, individuality.
Thank you. The second one is called I Dream.
All right.
Daydreaming about pursuing the clouds, yet the sky was never our limit. To go big, better, and beyond was our start, not our finish. Reconstructing our goals that had somehow been blemished, eliminating problems that dare interact with part of our solution, limiting ourselves to nothing, loving every moment that there was something better to do, erasing every thought of boredom, even though the struggle was real, making plans for years to come without even seeing tomorrow, claiming what was ours, even though we'd never seen it, eat, breathe, love, live, laugh, dream. Then only after that would we sleep, because then it'd be time to believe, ensuring that we would awake and proceed, never to be completely paused, rewound, or put on repeat. Moving forward was our greatest dream.
Very good. Well done again.
Thank you.
You know, you can call our show anytime. Do 2, 3, 4 poems. I could listen to you all night long. And thank you for calling us. I know that you've got some personal struggles going on, and just know that the prayers and hopes for World Poetry Open Mic are directed your way, and that we love both you and Gypsy very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. And that's how you do it. If you want to call in, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598.
We are going to be going to break. We do want to let you know that if you call in and get queued up, you might have to wait for a few moments. Our producer is telling us that it is break time. So I want to let idlevoicelessons.com know and usacarpetinc.com know that we appreciate their support, and we appreciate your support. You're listening to KZKO The Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life.
Tired of cutting coupons and looking for deals or ways to save money? Daily Pocket Deals has everything you need, offering new deals for local businesses every day. Daily Pocket Deals is sure to keep more money in your pocket. Visit dailypocketdeals.com and enter promo code KZKO to be automatically entered to win one of many great prizes.
Zing Tea is an all-natural premium green tea made with pure cane sugar and honey. Tea on the go has never been so easy. Zing Tea offers 14 different flavors that you can enjoy hot or cold. Also available in new big gallons. Check out KZKORadio.com for the link today.
Yo, all you home riders out in Bronx, this one's for you.
Pump up the volume, pump up the volume, pump up the volume.
That's right. Pump up the volume and rip the damn knob off. You're listening to KZKO The Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life. And I'm Jay Todd. I'm your humble host. And I've got two people in the studio with me. They're my steady boyfriends, if you will. Michael Amade and the 8 Boy. I'm just kidding.
Wow. Totally playing. So well, now, I guess based on those words.
Now that we're on the air for a year, it's just going downhill fast.
What a weird marriage this is.
You know, no. My daughter always says that you guys are my boyfriends. We're always going out for our production meetings. And she's like, you going out with your boyfriends again?
It is true. It is true. But, you know, at the same time, we love what we're doing. We love being able to kind of help, you know, build this community of poets from around the world. We have some amazing people who call in. We really appreciate them.
Excellent. And speaking of calling in, we've got one from close here in Colorado. Please welcome to the line, Ira.
How's it going, guys?
It's going good. How you doing, Ira?
It's good. I love the show. I've tuned in to almost every single one. It's a wonderful show that you guys have going on, and you know, we want to thank everybody that's involved for putting this show on the air.
Excellent. Well, you've listened to all 14 shows? And this is your first time calling to us.
That is correct, yes.
Oh, well, I'm honored. Go ahead and share what you're going to share with us.
Well, my poem is called Falling, and before I get into my poem, I want to let everybody know that this poem I wrote when I was in seventh grade to a girl that I had a crush on. I'm in middle school, and you know how those middle school crushes go.
All the time, brother.
The most intense kind sometimes.
That's correct. So the name of the poem is called Falling.
All right.
Falling, falling, falling into a deep, deep pit. You give me your hand, but I won't grab it. You give me a rope, but I won't use it. You give me an umbrella, but I won't open it. You give me your heart, and that's the only thing that will break my fall.
Well done. Excellently written.
So that was the one I wrote when I was in seventh grade, and I found out that she had a likeness for another guy. So,
isn't that the way it always works?
That's
in junior
the worst,
high?
Man.
Oh man,
I think I've had that a lot.
Did you? I think everybody can have that.
Most
a lot.
Guys typically do.
Oh my gosh!
I got to say, mine was bad in junior high. I had a crush on a girl, and come to find out, she was dating the 18-year-old guy working at the gas station up the street. I'm like, ouch.
Yeah, that's just kind of, you know, my solution to that actually was to start a rock band.
There you go.
The only rock band in school. So by default, we were suddenly cool, even though we weren't cool at all.
Once again, if you want to call in like Ira, like Individuality, like Dennis, like Kat, like Ellie, go ahead and give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. And however, if you really feel like you're going to have a hard time calling in, you can send in poetry to worldpoetryopenmic.net. Just go to the contact form, send it in. We have a cutoff of 6 o'clock before the show, Mountain Time, just so we can, you know, kind of process it and everything. We have a couple poems from this week that we will read off what we had sent out. But we'll get to that in a little bit.
Okay. And do we have our correction segment this week? Are we ready to go with that?
Yeah, we can gladly do that. Right, okay. Meg?
Oh, No, gladly. I have some corrections for you, my friend.
Oh, okay.
I'm looking forward to finding out how bad I screwed up last week.
Okay. All right. So here we go. Ready?
Yes.
So, Mike, we'll just nail this one out, okay?
Okay. All right.
Okay. Last week you started giving the call-in line backwards.
Yeah, I was scrambling it up, being all kind of crazy.
Yeah, that's not cool, dude. They'd be calling India.
Ooh, not good.
Maybe those are some cool people.
Well, I mean, they may be great to talk to, but it's not our number. So our number again is 303-386-3598.
Now, when you were doing your research for that, did you actually call that number?
No, I have a wonderful tool at where
yeah,
I work.
You
you would know.
It's called Google?
Just Google, but
okay.
So anyway, J. Todd, many, many moons ago.
Yes.
You and I listened to a lot of suspense theater.
Yes.
Okay. And we love this one show. It was basically a one-woman show called Sorry, Wrong Number.
It's my favorite of them all.
Right. Starring Agnes Moorehead.
Yes.
Four-time Academy Award winner. She did it 7 times on Suspense.
Wow.
Different each. I mean, same script.
Different nuances.
Different nuances and... On the 7th one, she was using the original script on all of them.
Wow.
Her original script. But this is also the lady who did Endora on Bewitched.
Yes.
It was Endora on Bewitched.
Oh.
Okay, that's Agnes Moorehead. Okay?
Really?
Yeah. Well,
okay.
You stated that she starred in the movie?
Yes.
She didn't. It was Barbara Stanwyck.
Barbara Stanwyck started.
Yes, starred with along with Burt Lancaster.
I stand corrected.
Really?
And for those that didn't hear that last week, that's because it was in our production meeting.
Oh, was it really?
This week, yeah.
Now, I do want to throw out something. I really do want to throw out something here. If I ever read a number and I do the crazy mix them up thing and you ever call any place, anywhere at all, and they ask you for a credit card, don't.
Just don't give it to them.
Just don't give it to them.
In fact, even if our producer asks you for a credit card, it's good knowledge.
No. If he asks you for one, it's totally fine.
Yes. Our PayPal account. No, I'm just kidding.
No credit cards are required here.
All right. So we've got another new caller lined up for us. Please welcome to the line Debbie from Saratoga Springs, New York.
Hello.
Hello, is this Debbie?
Yeah.
Welcome to World. This is Jay Todd. JT's in the booth. And then we have Michael.
You know me. JT knows me from All Poetry.
Oh, I know you from All Poetry. I'm Jay Todd Underhill.
Yeah.
And you must be She Wolf in Lust.
Uh huh.
Very cool. Thank you for calling our show.
That's her
moniker on All Poetry. Don't give me those eyes.
I thought, wait a second, is Debbie the nickname for the, is that her long, your, is that, Debbie, is that your formal name, or is that the...
That's my real name, actually, Debbie.
Is it? Okay, good. I figured.
And you're going to share with us tonight?
A poem called In Winter Snow Globe.
Excellent.
Okay, I'll get started. I'll just get pulling it up.
No worries.
A winter scene, globe fills riblets of snow, their silver gemstones wispy in their flight. Such loveliness to see, look high and low, pines enrobed in white, an elegant show. As snow crystal strobe lights into the night, a winter scene globe fill riblets of snow. Smoke from a cabin, beauty to bestow. A quiet night now, stars twinkle so bright. Such loveliness to see, look high and low, number ending the months as time is slow. Without any footprints to view in sight, a winter globe scene fills riblets of snow. In this magical time, dreams long ago, so gently flakes lay on the ground ever slight. Such loveliness to see, look high and low. Soft moonlight turns each tiny flake aglow. Airy in whiteness as defined outright, a winter scene globe fills riblets of snow. Such loveliness to see, look high and look low.
Excellent. Well done, Debbie.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling our show. This is your first time, but I hope it's not your last time.
Oh, it won't be.
Excellent. Thank you for tuning in.
Thank you.
All right. Once again, if you want to call in like Debbie, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
303-386-3598. Although it looks like Mr. Underhill here has a poem that you'd like to read.
I am. It's called The Muse's Whim, and it's a collaboration between me and Miss Amanda Norton. We wrote a book together. It's the first time I ever got published. She actually published it and sent me a copy. I was like, holy cow, girl. So we've been writing collaborations for a while. This is titled The Muse's Whim. I never second-guessed it at all, spilling poetic ink on my flesh and trusting my initial judgment call in this open book that I keep in my chest. Prosaic milk poured down to page, the honey that is contained in my soul, regurgitated while standing on stage, unknowingly they cheer and extol. Speaking of life through the poet's eyes, tears raining because the sky is where I've been. Now I've realized that I can fly without wings, touching lives with my pen. Most will never understand, this is just the life that I lead. None of this was ever planned, to the muse's whim, I do exceed. All right, and we're being told by our producer that it is time to go to break. I do want you to call 303-386-3598 if you want to share a poem with us.
303-386-3598. We have a lot of great poetry coming up, including an awesome new haiku.
And you're going to want to stay tuned. You're listening to KZKO The Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life.
Tired of cutting coupons and looking for deals or ways to save money? Daily Pocket Deals has everything you need, offering new deals for local businesses every day. Daily Pocket Deals is sure to keep more money in your pocket. Visit dailypocketdeals.com and enter promo code KZKO to be automatically entered to win one of many great prizes.
Winter means snow, hot chocolate, and pale skin. Get back to your summer glow. At the Beach has 5 different tanning levels, as well as spray tans. With great prices and no waits, you can get back to your sun-kissed skin in no time. Be sure to check them out online at atbtanning.com for a location near you at the beach. Get your tan on.
Are you looking for a new piercing or tattoo? Phantom 8 Tattoo and Piercing is the place. Come in and check out their artist work and schedule your appointment today. Don't forget to mention KZKO to receive an hour off your session. Fanimate Tattoos and Piercing, conveniently located on South Broadway in Englewood. Or visit Fanimate.com.
Poetry Open Mic. Nice selection, Board Monkey.
I literally think he just broke the volume knob. Oh, okay.
Yeah, he ripped the volume knob right off the board with those nine thumbs.
How isn't that what I'm supposed to do?
What would nine thumbs do? I mean, you have to
have you seen the way he operates a board?
Well, they'd have to be opposable to each other. Is there any case in nature of thumbs actually opposing each other on the same hand?
Every time I try to shuffle a deck of cards,
I'm all thumbs, literally.
Oh, man, that's so bad.
Wow, nice selection, by the way. That song goes back to when we were hosting a wrestling radio show.
It's an outro song to it. It's a wrestling revolution.
That's going back a few years. Thank you, my friend.
You're welcome.
All right. Once again, if you want to call in, share your poetry, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598.
And if you're having a problem loading our player, just stick with it. They're working on the problem right now. Of course, if you're having a problem loading our player, you're not hearing this, so I don't know why I'm saying that. But we thank you very much for tuning in. This is KZKO The Vibe. You've got World Poetry Open Mic. We would like to thank our sponsors, IdleVoiceLessons.com and USACarpetInc.com.
Now, a piece of information we just got from the operations manager here is that if for some reason you're not getting it to work on KZKORadio.com, go to TuneIn, so TUNEIN.com, search for KZKO, and you can pull it up there and listen that way, and that should work.
And also, if you're caught on the go, you can actually do it with your mobile listening device, and you can, you know, your phone.
So there is no reason that anybody,
should miss
our show.
That the
entire middle class of India, China, and the United States should not be listening to this show right now.
Exactly.
No reason.
None?
I can't think of any real reason.
Hmm. There is no reason. But I want you to know, I was thinking about this today.
Yeah.
Usually our show is just hopeless. Tonight, our show is popeless. I'm just kidding.
Oh, gosh. And you called me punny last week.
I know, right?
Jeez. Oh, another thing. Yeah. I'm sorry. I had one little correction for you.
We're good.
J-Tot, you are correct.
What?
At-ats cannot tap dance.
Oh, thank you.
Okay? They don't move quick enough to produce the necessary motion of a tap.
Oh, no. Yeah, I can't believe you went there, dude.
I couldn't help it.
That was not supposed to be text to
No,
you.
It's all good, because nobody needs to know. I'm just saying, you were correct.
Cannot tap dance. We'll just go with that.
Okay. And Dweegles were small animals from Ginty's.
All right. And where is Ginty's?
It's in the same galaxy as Star Wars.
Oh, so next door to Tatooine.
What?
Well, it's probably actually out in the other side of the... There are actually out in the Outer Rim.
You are such a dork. Once again, save us from this madness. Give us a call, 303-386-3598, and share some poetry with us.
That's 303-386-3598. It just occurred to me that me telling people how to tune in on the air really doesn't make sense.
That's what I said.
That was quite funny, though. we just like to hear it.
Thank you. I appreciate that. So I'm going to be posting that so people can actually see that.
Beautiful.
Just pretend that never happened.
All right. We do have haikus from the...
the haiku master.
And these are special. Are we doing the special haikus? We are doing the special haikus.
No. We're not. I was handed another. I mean, they're all special.
Yes.
But not these special ones.
Okay.
Right. I have special sets just set aside.
All right.
So here we go. Fantastic playtime. Universal energy. Nonsense amusement. What do you think that is?
Video games.
You think it's video games?
Yeah.
If you think it might be something else, go on to our Facebook page, World Poetry Open Mic on Facebook. Tell us what you think it is. Here is another one. A simple band name. Your perspective matters not. Catchy tunes they write. So put those two together. See if you can figure out what that is. Put it on our Facebook page. Okay? But that's from the Haiku Master.
That is from the Haiku Master.
We have an amazing new theme song that will debut next week for the Haiku Master.
It's going to be so weird.
We've come up with Haiku Master theme song.
I think we should make Haiku Master theme songs for everything you do. You can just play it on your phone. You walk into work and be like, bah, 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 Haiku Master,
day job.
Yeah. I will have theme songs for everybody I know.
You should do that as a theme song for your phone. You know, every time he calls in, you get Haiku Master.
I think that's going to happen. Anyway, give us a call, 303-386-3598 if you want to read on the air.
And if you don't, then you can go ahead and send your emails to us at worldpoetryopenmic.net. While you're there, check out our store. We've got amazing World Poetry Open Mic gear. You can check out t-shirts, water bottles, journals. So if you have nothing else to write in and you don't have a crayon and a wall to work with, you can get one of our journals and write in that.
Crayon and a wall.
I've written some of my best poetry that way.
Well, there you go. Yeah, I guess so. Okay.
Well, I didn't use it. Never mind. Anyway, 303-386-3598. Do you have anything for us, brother?
You know, I could in just a matter of moments.
Well, I heard that. Wow. Nice bong. Mike, didn't you have something?
I do, but not at the exact moment. I'm sending out a notice to people.
Oh, that's right. You're notifying to change the...
You want to hear something cool, though?
Yeah. That is really cool.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty cool.
Stop doing that. Because people are going to now complain about you
flicking
your spring. Yeah, bravo.
All right. So, you know, we've been having a lot of things going on in the world over the last couple of weeks. I mean, we have meteors falling from the sky. We have the Pope quitting, which I don't think I've ever heard of.
Never. Not since 1400s.
Yeah, and I was in the Scottish Highlands and came back to life.
There you go.
Oh, that's right. The immortal Mike. Oh, I forgot. No.
The immortal Michael Amadei.
That's just one of my personalities.
Just one of your personalities. That's great. Please, J. Todd, please save us.
All right. Yeah. So here's one that I like to do. We'll go with... Aha. This is actually a country song, but I'll do it as a spoken word piece. This is by Mr. Jerry Reed. Well, I guess it was back in 93 when eating my cooking got the better of me, so I asked this little girl I was going with to be my wife. So she said she would, so I said I'd do, but I said I wouldn't if I'd have just knew how saying I do was going to screw up all of my life. Well, the first few years weren't all that bad. Never forget the good times we had, because I'm reminded every month when I send her the child support. Well, it wasn't too long till the lust all died, and I'll admit that I wasn't too surprised the day I come home and found my suitcase sitting out on the front porch. Well, I tried to get in, and she changed the locks. Then I found a note taped to the mailbox that said, "Goodbye, Turkey. My attorney will be in touch." So I decided right then and there I was going to do what's right and give her fair share. But, brother, I didn't know her fair share was going to be that much. She got the gold mine. I got the shaft. They split it right down the middle, and they gave her the better half. Well, it all sounds sort of funny, but it hurts too much to laugh. She got the gold mine. I got the shaft. Now listen, you ain't heard nothing yet. They gave her the plasma color television set. They gave her the house, the kids, and both of our cars. See, they started talking about child support, alimony, and the cost of court, and it didn't take me long to figure out how far in the toilet I was. I'm telling you, they have made a mistake because it all adds up to more than this poet makes. Besides, everything I had worth taking, she'd already took. Well, while she's living like a queen on alimony, I'm working two shifts, eating bologna, asking myself, why didn't I just learn how to cook? They gave her the gold mine. They gave me the shaft. They're splitting it all down the middle, but she got the better half. Well, it all sounds sort of funny, but it hurts too good to laugh. She got the gold mine. I got the shaft. Oh.
That's a good one.
Thank you. It's a funny one. You know, that's one out of my covers thing.
That's a really good one. Well, you know, I have one that we had sent in through email.
Go for it.
That I can read here. This one is, it actually is a poem by Eclipsing Moon. I think this is a pen name, Eclipsing Moon. It's called People. Okay, here we go. People. When refined, let me start here. People, when refined, are more precious than gold. I have yet to regret making a friend, though I cannot count the shillings I've wasted on my pride. They say pride comes before a fall, yet I chance to remember many falls having occurred in the absence of love.
Well done.
Isn't that cool?
And who was right there?
That's by Eclipsing Moon.
Eclipsing Moon.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
That's a new one to us, too.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yes. Thank you, Eclipsing. A new contributor?
A very good contributor.
Absolutely.
I've got another poetic cover I'll do. While we're waiting for a phone call to come in to 303-386-3598.
Wait, you waiting for someone to call 303-386-3598?
Not 303-386-3598.
Only yes. A poet would call 303-386-3598.
Exactly. We'll do a classic country tune also. This is written by Towns Van Zandt.
Ooh.
Living on the road, my friend, is going to keep you free and clean. Now you wear your skin like iron, and your breath hard like kerosene. You weren't your mama's only boy, but her favorite one, it seems. She began to cry when you said goodbye and sank into your dreams. Poncho was a bandit boy. His horse was fast as polished steel. He wore his gun outside his pants for all the honest world to feel. Poncho met his match, you know, and on the deserts down in Mexico. Nobody heard his dying words. Ah, but that's the way it goes. All the federales say they could have saved him, could have had him any day. They only let him slip away out of kindness, I suppose. Lefty, he can't sing the blues. All night long, he used to. The dust that Poncho bit down south ended up in Lefty's mouth. The day they laid poor Poncho low, Lefty split for Ohio, where he got the bread to go. There ain't nobody knows. All the federales say they could have had him any day. They only let him slip away out of kindness, I suppose. The boys tell how old Poncho fell, and Lefty's living in cheap hotels. The desert's quiet, Cleveland's cold, and so the story ends, we're told. Poncho needs your prayers, it's true, but save a few for Lefty, too. He only did what he had to do, and now he's growing old. All the federales say they could have had him any day. They only let him go so long out of kindness, I suppose. A few gray federales say they could have had him any day. They only let him go so long out of kindness, I suppose.
Love Towns Van Zandt.
Yeah, he's a great cool writer.
Absolutely. I mean, that's some amazingly great stuff. It really is. Now, we've got some really cool poetry coming up in the last break, so you definitely want to stay tuned. But give us a call, 303-386-3598, if you want to read here. We're going into the last segment. We're going to be heading towards a break here in just a moment, but we have a couple other poems coming in from the email. We also have another poem coming up here. But first of all, we are going to be heading to break as soon as the board op is able to get off the phone. But when we come back, looks like we have a caller.
Exactly, and we're gonna race to get our last caller of the evening as well, and we've got. You've got poetry, I've got poetry, everybody's got poetry. Give us a call, 303-386-3598. You're listening to KZKO The Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life.
Is it time for a new ride? MSC Sports presents Denver Auto Sales. Whether you have good credit, bad credit, or no credit at all, Denver Auto Sales has what you need. With a vast selection of quality pre-owned vehicles, there is something for everyone. Make sure you mention KZKO to receive $500 off your total purchase price. Denver Auto Sales is conveniently located on North Federal Boulevard in Denver. Or visit www.denverautostore.com.
What better way to show you care than to send one of my mom's pies? Fresh homemade pies using nothing but the best local fruit and the finest ingredients. Handcrafted with love right out of their Boulder kitchen and passed down for four generations. That's my mom's pies. Call now, 303-652-6667. That's 303-652-MOMS. And order your pie today. Or check out their delicious menu at mmpies.com, where you can select your pies upon request. That's my mom's pies. What are you waiting for?
You're listening to World Poetry Open Mic on KZKO The Vibe. And where the heck did you get that?
Oh, hang on. No?
No, I don't know who it is.
Oh. See, I'd play another song, but everybody get it like right all there. Right.
Who is it?
Snow.
Oh. He had more than one song?
Oh, man. And you know, actually, this one's probably the best off of his whole album.
I'd like to actually listen to Snow album if you take that one song out, the one that was just
oh, yeah, Informer?
Not that song. Yes. All right, so I've got to give a shout-out this evening because we have a couple of captive listeners. When I'm listening to the show at work, my coworkers have said, oh, you're always giving shout-outs to people, but you're not saying anything about us. So, Brenda and Ernest, I just want to say thank you for being a support group and giving me ideas for the show. I really appreciate it.
Wow, you really should have heard what he was saying about you before the show. This is much nicer.
I know Jer too well. He can't do that.
No, of course. No. That's a complete lie.
Yeah.
Now, we do have a caller on the line.
We do.
We also have some cool stuff to share. But first of all, we want to get to Bob in New Mexico. How are you, sir?
How are you? I'm great.
Excellent. Happy Friday to you once again.
All right. Happy Friday back to you guys, all of you.
Oh, great. Now, what do you have for us? We saw you have a couple poems to share with us.
I have one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's called Child, and it goes like this. Want to truly change, from the heart rearrange, then become a child. Want to be yourself, admit you need help, and become a child. Potential and room to grow, so much room to know, learn from this child. They're open to believe. From precious trust receive the glory of a child. A child is himself. He knows he needs help. Frail is this child. A child has no pride, can hide what's inside, freedom for the child. When we fail this reprove, we've not heeded truth. We are not the child. There can be no excuse for the child, for the ruse. Just become a child. When you go to him, you've been freed from sin. You have been his child. When you see this son, prepare to be undone, see the wounded child. And there you go.
Nice. Well done, Bob.
All right.
I want to thank you for calling in. This and every other week you've called in, you are truly a blessing on our show. Thank you for calling us.
Thank you.
Hey, thank you, Bob. It's always a pleasure. If you want to get one more read in tonight, we're in the last segment, 303-386-3598.
Don't wait, don't delay, call today. You can be our last caller of the evening. And Michael does have another poem for us from Mr. Isaiah.
Wallowing Bowl, that's right. Now this poem here, and he's a normal contributor to our show. Sometimes he calls in, sometimes he sends things in.
Sometimes he does both.
Sometimes he does both and confuses, he changes it up on us.
He does, throws us a curveball.
Right as we're about to read it, he's like, he calls and it's like, ta-da, ta-da, and then we're knocked down and we...
He's like a poetic ninja that way.
It's like just when you're going to read it, he's standing behind you.
Exactly. He's probably on the phone right now.
He's pretty, very possible. But this one we're going to read is called Bet Yourself. I see the way you pretend to fit in, at the same time trying to overcome the battle within. Because ever since you were a child, they began to say, be yourself once in a while, when they meant act like someone else for an accepting smile. So you found yourself stuck to a certain style, trying to amount to the doubts and the giving in to everything and anything they could spell out, but only trying to be yourself, while being pushed around, overburdened, but bound to be accepted because nobody likes to be rejected, so we expect compliments and not questions. Don't forget to mention the attention you get for being a brand or a designer's pet, wearing the name of someone you never met, selling an image that leaves debt and self-regret, gambling with yourself when you've already lost the bet.
Wonderful.
Isn't that cool? And he says at the end, the bet meaning you could never live up to being accepted, though you gave it a shot and gambled with your image, and you still lose the bet by doing that.
That's awesome.
I think that's it's a really timely one, and it's really cool. Isaiah, great job.
Once again,
he has a book. If you look up Isaiah Wallowing Bull on Amazon.com, you can pull it up there.
It'll take you right to his book, and you can buy it. Speaking of books, you and I got to go out Tuesday
to a book release, and our last caller of the evening is going to be the person that released that book. Please welcome to the line the author of Black Odyssey. His name is Seth.
Hey, Seth.
Well, hi there.
Hey, it was really great getting to come to your event. Watching you perform live is an amazing thing. I think everybody should do it.
Well, I'm inclined to agree with you.
So, well, it's not good to do anything.
I did want to thank you guys for being there.
Oh, and, thank you.
I'm glad I'm able to get in tonight because I really enjoy your show.
Thank you.
Thank you. What do you have for us?
Well, I simply opened my book, and let's see. I don't really even know what the title of this one is, but it's a positive one.
Right.
I think it's a nice one to end off with. I wrote it when I was a recovering workaholic.
Right.
I might be going through that shortly.
So it goes. Sit back, relax, feel the day. Feel its ups and downs, white ocean waves of circumstance we can't control, only put our stamp upon. Hang on tight for that roller coaster ride, the tunnels of love, the houses of horror, the halls of mirrors reflecting only our foolish selves back at our foolish selves. Clutch at straws, anything's better than drowning. Sooner or later, you'll make it back to solid sand. And up the roller coaster again, bumping your skull on stars so high, you think you'll never come down. But you do. You always do. The lake stagnates, and the mosquitoes send you on. So sit back. Feel the day. Feel the sun's knuckles kneading your back. Feel the harsh frost, winter's woman slap, putting red in your cheek. And that fiery dance to your breath. Feel the prickle of mowed grass under unhurried feet. Relax. There will be time to do, to mount your charging steed, to rescue feigning damsels in distress, to suffer the dragon's ingratitude. But for now, admire the serious silliness of kittens on the prowl. Note the architectural wonder of towering storm clouds. Stare into the billion eyes of midnight. Caress the velvet air. Tap your toe to the reggae of crickets. Synchronize your clock to your heartbeat, your breathing to the rhythm of the sun. There's something to be gained watching that ant drag a potato chip across the lawn. So sit back, relax, feel the day.
Nice! Oh.
And I remembered it's called Feel the Day.
Once again, dude, you come and rock our world with your amazing poetry and the way you deliver it.
Well, thank you.
Now, Seth, I have to tell you, while you were reading that just now, J. Todd was leaning back in his chair, lip-syncing the words.
Ah.
Yes.
So I think either you have an amazing memory or you've listened to that one a bunch of times there, buddy.
I think I've heard it once or twice.
Or read it.
I bought the book.
Now, first of all, Seth, where can people find the book, The Black Odyssey?
Well, they can get it at the Tattered Cover.
Okay, at the Tattered Cover.
They can also go to Amazon.
Okay, excellent. Now, guys, anybody listening, you know, getting to hear Seth speak about it this last week, it was very cool because he was equating the Odyssey, kind of being the journey in his life, the different characters being archetypes, and kind of how it plays off in his life. It's very intelligent, very interesting, very cool work. So it's definitely worth checking out.
Exactly. And I've got to say, Seth, hearing your opening, I guess, warm-up, I thought we walked in and you guys were performing, because I was blown away by that as well. And you finish up, you're like, oh, that was just our warm-up.
Yeah, well, we do improv. You know, we do improv every Sunday.
Yes.
And just to jump into improv is a little nerve-wracking. So yeah. we just have this pre-show where, you know, we do other people's poetry. I like to do song lyrics. I really like to do Lennon. I like Dylan and some other poets, lyricists. And, you know, some Shakespeare and some, I think we did Dylan Thomas. But it's to just commas and get also to get the audience in the mood. And you're, You're not sitting there just looking at the ceiling and waiting for things to begin. You have something to focus on.
Absolutely.
Excellent. Thank you, Seth, for calling our show. And thank you for putting out that book, because it's a great read.
Well, thanks. And hopefully I will be talking to you guys next Friday.
Excellent. I hope so, too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Once again, if you want to call in like Seth, 303-386-3598. I think he was the last caller. I'll do one piece. I heard Seth mention that he liked a particular author, so I happen to have the page of my cover books open to this. One of the best poets living today. Not a great singer, but a good poet. They sat together in the park. As the evening sky grew dark, she looked at him and felt a spark tingle to his bones. It was then that he felt alone and wished that he'd gone straight and watched out for a simple twist of fate. He walked alone by the old canal, a little confused, I remember well, and stopped into a strange hotel. With neon burning bright, he felt the heat of the night hit him like a freight train, moving with a simple twist of fate. A saxophone someplace far off played as she was walking by the arcade, as the light bust through a beat-up shade where he was walking up, she dropped a coin into the cup and the blind man at the gate and forgot about a simple twist of fate. He woke up, the room was bare, he didn't see her anywhere. He told himself he didn't care, pushed the window open wide, felt the emptiness inside, to which he could just not relate, brought on by a simple twist of fate. He hears the ticking of the clocks and walks along the parrot that talks, hunts her down by the waterfront docks where the sailors all come in. Maybe she'll pick him out again. How long must we wait one more time for a simple twist of fate? People tell me that it's a sin to know and feel too much within. I still believe she was my twin, but I lost the ring. She was born in the spring, but I was born too late. Blame it on a simple twist of fate. And that was Bob Dylan.
Wow.
It's a great one, isn't it?
Yes. And actually, the best cover of that I heard was by Concrete Blonde and Napoleon Hanna singing it.
Of course, by Concrete. He's a Concrete Blonde fanatic.
Yeah, of course he is.
I am, sorry.
Now, I can't blame him. She does have that voice.
Does have that voice.
I wanted to actually pop in something real quick. I know that this is going to be ridiculous to say, but if anybody can actually hear it through the player and you've missed any part of the show, we always put it up on our site
at
worldpoetryopenmic.net
or
KZKO Radio in the audio rewind section.
Yes.
Exactly.
So
if you missed any of our
case.
Show, check it out there. If you had player problems tonight, we apologize. Go ahead and hit their website, kzko.com and worldpoetryopenmic.net. We want to thank you
if
for
magically
in.
You can hear this. Yes, well, we would like to thank
sometimes
if
players,
magically
it's
you can
weird.
Hear this.
Players sometimes clear up after a while. So
exactly.
If they're catching it now,
we're apologizing to you in the future.
We are. I do apologize. This is moo.
All right.
Once again, you're listening to World Poetry Open Mic, and I'm your host, J. Todd Underhill, with host Michael Amade.
I promise I will read some poetry next week.
And we have 8Boy also. Thank you for joining us, brother, and making us sound as good as we do.
As always, it is a joy and pleasure.
Excellent. Once again, World Poetry Open Mic, KZKO The Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life.
Out on the scene today, blasted in every way, got you caught on the other side. Some things you just can't hide. Feel the poison of changing me. All that I'll ever be comes back crushing on into me. Here it comes again. Got you too. Came out great.